This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached top gear as only 3 days are left for it to end. Top leaders of all political parties are touring different constituencies, braving the weather to woo the voters in their favour. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandauli today. Mr. Shah said, "This election is for development and for securing the country. He said it is for the welfare of the poor." BJP National President J.P. Nadda also addressed several meetings in Varanasi. State Chief Minister and Senior BJP Leader Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Balia, Robertsganj, Ghosi and Varanasi. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in Ghazipur and Chandauli today. BSP Chief claimed that BJP and BSP have joined hands internally. In the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June the 1st. In Bihar, several senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Grand Alliance campaigned today. Polling will be held in 8 constituencies on the 1st of June. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi held 3 election rallies in Patna Sahib, Pataliputra and Arar Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held election rallies in Jahanabad, Paliganj, Jagdishpur and Bihta in different parliamentary constituencies. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar held a roadshow in Hilsa in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Addressing a public meeting there, Mr. Kumar claimed that his government will achieve the target to provide 10 lakh government jobs by next year. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi held rallies at Chaugaon Maidan in Chamba and Chambi in the Shahpur Assembly constituency under Kangra parliamentary area. She said the INDIA block will empower women of poor families with the Mahalakshmi scheme. In Odisha, BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik held a public meeting at Barua under Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. In a massive stride for India's electoral polity, Jammu and Kashmir witnessed the highest poll participation in the last 35 years by registering 58.46% voter turnout in the ongoing general elections. The Union Territory comprises 5 parliamentary constituencies, Srinagar, Baramulla, Anantnag, Rajouri, Udhampur and Jammu. Udhampur recorded over 68% and Jammu over 72% voter turnout. Srinagar recorded over 38%, Baramulla more than 59% and Anantnag. Nag Rajouri registered a voter turnout of nearly 55%. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar complimented the voters for this achievement. The Meteorological Department has said that the cyclonic storm Rimal is likely to move north-northeastwards and gradually weaken further into a deep depression by tonight. The cyclonic storm over Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal moved slowly northwards with a speed of 5 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours. Meanwhile, the sea conditions off the coast of northern Odisha have become rough to very rough with high waves and strong winds. In Bangladesh, at least 10 people have been killed and over 30,000 homes destroyed after Cyclone Rimal smashed into low-lying areas of the country last night. The Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, today hosted a sensitization program at the AIIA campus in New Delhi. The event aimed to facilitate information sharing between the insurance sector and Ayush healthcare providers and includes the presence of CEOs and CMDs of general insurance companies as well as Ayush hospital owners. It encouraged collaborations that enhance the accessibility and affordability of Ayush treatments for the public and promote holistic health and wellness across the country. India's benchmark stock indices, BSE, Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 jumped to hit new all-time highs today. The Nifty 50 peaked at an intraday high of 23,110, while the Sensex surged to 76,009. In Papua New Guinea, around 2,000 people are feared to have been buried by a massive landslide that hit the remote hillside village in Enga province of the country early morning on Friday. The National Disaster Center gave the new number in a letter to the United Nations. The latest figure is a sharp rise from earlier estimates. The rescuers have been struggling to find any survivors as heavy equipment and aid have been slow to arrive due to the remote location. And with that, we end this news bulletin.